You and I have always shared. Jaton. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was a band by the name of Interface with a track called Wasted Time. We played that here, I believe it was about the beginning of the summer. They managed to mail me a CD, but last weekend while I was hanging out with Jeff from Tin Man Records, you know, he's such a cool guy, he handed me the finished product, which was a, you know, honest to God press CD with a professional case and all that sort of stuff. And I gave it another listen, and I have to say that, hey, Eric, you know, I played your stuff, so therefore I should get a thank you, right? I'm a complete thank you whore in the liner notes. But anyways, there will always be another disc, and I'm sure he has learned his lesson for next time. Blah. And before that, you heard some new stuff out from DSBP Records. We're going to have some more stuff from DSBP coming up. That was Control.org with a track called Collapse. I don't know, my spidey sense is tingling, and it's telling me that you can probably check them out at www.control.org. I don't know, could be. Could be just as lame as DK.com, but the album actually is pretty good, so I would recommend checking it out very much. And we started things off with a band that, well, have you ever heard the saying that it's easier to beg forgiveness than ask permission? Well, that was a track that was sent to me by my friend Justin, so we'll call the band Trip, and we'll call the song Who. That was my friend Justin's take on the Doctor Who theme, and quite honestly, I think it ranks right up there with the Orbital cover. It's really, really good. I think he needs to vary the beats up a little bit. Sounds a bit like a Nitzer Ebb track, where the percussion track is the same all the way through. But and he says he's going to add vocals, and actually, to be honest, I hope he adds more samples and ditches the vocals altogether. Anyways, we're going to continue on with some more stuff that I guess comes to mind from last weekend. See, I went to the Dark Rave, got an absolutely amazingly smashed drunk, wound up starting a slap fight with the guys from Croc Shop and the people from Tin Man and all that sort of stuff, and Mick from Croc Shop tossed a bottle of water on me from on stage, and I got to sing with them, so I was actually kind of happy about that. So we're going to do a double shot of Croc Shop just because Mick won't fucking stop bugging me, the bastard. We're going to start things off with something from the latest Dubok album. And of course, because I'm special, I have the limited edition double CD. This is Dense. This is the Croc Shop remix. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back. Shop, formerly known as Crocodile Shop, and I guess I should kind of get with the program and stop referring to them as Crocodile Shop, but what can I say? I'm old school. That was a track by the name of World from their brand new album, World, and you guys should really check it out. It's a lot of people are sitting there dissing the album cover, but I really like it, although I think that the picture of Mick on the front is a little, I don't know, idealized. He doesn't look nearly... Actually, it's funny because I had to bite my tongue a bit because when I met him the first time, you know, we walk up, shake hands, and I almost blurted out, I thought that you'd be a little taller, but I don't know. Anyways, that's enough bashing of Mick for 1 week. I'll play some more stuff from next week because I've got some really good other good cut-ups for Mick, and I don't want to blow it all in one, you know, all in one show. Anyways, this show is brought to you this week by Marcus, who is... looking for me to lift as much as I can, and for Jessica, who told me to get off my ass and get the show done because she needs new study music. So, yeah, it's good to see that I serve a purpose. What can I say? Anyways, we're going to continue on the show with some more brand new stuff that was, it was mailed to me, but it could have been handed to me last week for that matter. This is Zed Procheck from their, I guess, first disc. And this is a track called Point Blank. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
We'll be right back.
Listening to the show for quite a while. That is a band by the name of Moonrock, who can never remember the guy's name for the life of me, but we've been trading emails for the last couple years, and I've played his earlier stuff, and I have to say that every time I get a new disc, it sounds better. The first one, I had to dig a little to find a track that I could play. The second one, it wasn't so much harder. This one, I quite like it. This is from their A Day Like This. I guess it's a single. And that was a track by the name of When It's Real. There's also a T-Rex cover on here that I'm going to see if I can cram that in next week. You never know. Anyways, we're going to end off the show this week with a band by the name of Diary of Dreams. And we're going to take it down the tempo. We're going to take the tempo down a notch. This is a track by the name of Painkiller. I was actually kind of hoping it was a Judas Priest cover, but it doesn't sound like it. Anyways, this is Diary of Dreams with Painkiller. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week. Thank you.
This is the place of silence.